The debt-ridden Laura Ferguson Trust is being accused of refusing membership to disabled people who might question its plans to sell off a piece of land. It's widely speculated that the trust wants to sell a site in Green Lane. Those trying to save the site say membership applications are being rejected for suspect reasons. Catherine Hutton reports.
Before its closure in August, Laura Ferguson Rehabilitation in Green Lane cared for thousands of Aucklanders with disabilities. Many now want to join the Incorporated Society to help make decisions on the service's future. Following a board meeting last month, a number of applications were rejected without explanation. Independent disability advocate Jane Carrigan filed applications on behalf of three disabled people. Jane says the board secretary emailed late the night before, wanting more information before a board decision the next day. She wasn't told the meeting, and therefore the deadline was before breakfast.
It turned out their meeting started at 7 a.m, so I didn't get my email into them till 7:36 a.m, 36 minutes late. So then I received another email saying we had failed to get the material to the board and so the memberships had not been advanced.
And you weren't notified when you've on that email of 9:15 the night before that the meeting was going to start at 7 a.m?
No, of course not.
Financial records show the trust has no more than 50 paying members. Company Director Victoria Carter and her husband John Carter, a qualified lawyer, were another two rejected. She says the trust has never scrutinised new members like this before.
The faceless trustees, you know, Chairman Chris O'Brien, businessman Richard Glenn, Simon Barclay, John Magnus of Magnus Benro, former Parks Director Rob Small and massage therapist Shelley Heha, and now the directors are all deciding who can be part of this charity for the disabled.
And it makes her wonder what they are hiding.
Why don't they want some new blood to energise the charity? Is it because they've got plans to sell this asset that frankly belongs to the disabled of Auckland?
Another who applied is Sophia Malfus, who is paralysed from the neck down. In 2017, she spent 9 months at Laura Ferguson and was surprised to receive an email wanting to discuss her application in person. She says the trust know exactly who she is.
I took a man who was in a very senior position for a tour of the grounds in my spare wheelchair so that he could see for himself how badly the paths were for wheelchair users. So I definitely had quite a audible presence during my stay, so they definitely know who I am.
Until the first lockdown, John Mitchell visited the gym every weekday morning after suffering a stroke several years ago. Impressed with the care he received, he tried to join earlier this year, but his annual $30 membership fee was returned because the trust was too busy dealing with COVID. His wife Jan is at a loss to explain why their latest applications weren't accepted, saying she was surprised and disappointed by the rejection.
I'm completely at a loss to know why we are not suitable people to belong to an organisation like this when my husband is a user of the services.
Jane Carrigan says she knows. She says it's clear they don't want any new members.
We would be asking the questions that that board don't want to answer. So they're doing everything to obstruct signing people up.
In a statement, the board secretary says it only approves applications that are in the best interests of the trust. It says many questionnaires were not completed and invitations to meet with the board were ignored. It says the closure of the Green Lane site isn't the end of the service and it will look for new possibilities to enrich the lives of disabled people. For Morning Report, call Catherine Hutton, 10A.